I didn't feel good about it, but what's done is done, and now I'm lying bleeding on the floor. I put a bullet in his head. There was no hesitation, but you made it easy when you strapped his body to a chair. So say goodbye to everything you ever knew before, and I'd understand if you went running out the door. And I'll keep you safe, and no harm will ever come to you, I swear. And I'll kill if they even dare. I'll kill, I swear.
Oh my God, she's staring at me.
I know, because you have something that she needs.
What, some doot-doot love?
Yes, love.
Aww. All you need is
Yeah, love. She's going to get up on your lap.
Come here.
Oh.
Hi, Boot.
Hi, how you doing, Your Highness?
Well, it only took me about 4 hours of music therapy to drag my ass.
You look a little sweaty.
Push.
It was
God,
hard.
God, really? That's what you're... You're a fucking... You're a cock. You just went right to all of my issues. And it's not even hormonal.
No, you're working hard.
You. No, I'm not working hard. That's the fucking problem. I quit drinking. Now my body is fucking hates me. And I don't want to get out of bed. And I get out of bed and that's what you say? Oh, look, you look sweaty. Yeah, bitch. I have issues that they can't figure out. For no reason. My body is like, fuck you very much.
You know, if you were to tell me I look greasy, I'd understand that because I haven't showered in a couple days.
Okay, I was about to say it, and then you said I'm taking a shower, so I didn't have to, but you were on the line. God damn it. Now I am fucking...
Your Highness, yeah. I would like to welcome everyone to Michigan Murders and Music, where we discuss murders and music in our beautiful state of Michigan, and then top it off with a little homegrown music.
Okay.
Music from
Michigan, where they shoot down UFOs with our fucking National Guard. They pulled out our goddamn National Guard, our hard-earned tax money, to blow down some stupid motherfucking drone-ass thing.
It's good training.
Oh, it's good training. Christ. Yep.
Thank you for allowing us to seep into your ears.
That's why they put all those guys up in Gaylord or wherever that
place is. Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Also...
Yes.
Just MSU. Just can we control our fucking gun laws, please? Boot, I'm already on a rant.
You know what?
Gun laws.
Can people just fist fight for a
change?
Yes,
take it back to the fist fight. That's what it said on my Weirdos Nation site.
If you got a beef with someone, just
there was a bar fight.
Fucking fight.
And usually bitches just pull out their gun because they're bitches. Well, this time it was just a fist fight. And we both said,
I was like,
bring back the fucking fist fights.
A fist fight.
Your pussy ass bitches with your guns.
I've had a couple. I've had a couple fist fights. And, you know, you walk away with
bruises.
You're all good.
I may or may not have bounced a guy out of a bar.
You become friends afterwards.
But it was a great adrenaline rush. When you bounce somebody out and you're sober, it was fucking awesome. I was like, I want to be a bouncer. And I want somebody to be a dick every night. Which is really easy for people to do.
Yeah.
So anyways, Michigan State University, your families, alumni, everybody, we love you.
I'm sorry.
Long time.
Sorry
for
all of you.
Our hearts are with you. We've shot down the aliens. That dude took his own life like a puss-ass bitch that he is. Thank you for allowing us to seep into your ears.
We have
new listeners. Oh. New. I was scared.
Can I introduce one?
Scared for my job for a minute.
What? Why?
Because I heard that our boss was listening.
Oh.
I was like, do I need to go back and listen to all the episodes?
Yeah, because you might have said something naughty.
I know I said something naughty, but I don't remember what I said.
Nothing against him.
No, just you never know.
So anyway, we have new listeners. Mm-hmm. We have Ghost in Hell 420.
420.
Everything Michigan.
Everything Michigan's really awesome.
Nice.
Instagram. Ben and his wife. Ben's listening now. And then Ben turned on my boss, Kurt. And then Kurt turned his wife on to our podcast. So thank you all very much.
Everyone's getting turned on from somebody else. That's fantastic.
Who knew we could turn people on?
Oh.
Yeah. Are you okay? You're drinking Natty Lights. That was a pretty hard high five. Are you okay?
I guess.
Oh, my God. A couple old buds. Kelsey and Tabitha, thank you. Love you long time.
Explicit. Can I give an explicit content warning?
Yeah, it's too late. Fuck
okay,
that.
Her Highness
We didn't have insurance for the pre...
Going to say naughty words.
Illicit content warning.
And she listens to music that's really cool. Yeah.
This is your content warning?
So use your judgment. Don't let your kids listen to this. Do you understand? Do not let your kids listen to this. Oh, the vulgarity. It's vulgar. It's vulgar.
My son got in a fender bender last week.
Yes, he did. And, shut down the highway.
Shut down the fucking highway. It was great.
It's horrible. It all turned out good.
I mean, it was fine. But when I put the grandkid in the back seat when I picked him up from the scene, he goes, "My daddy said fuck." I was like, probably directly after impact. Like, impact, fuck! Oh, dude. He's like, my daddy's naughty. He made an accident. I was like, no.
Deer jumped out in front of the cars on the highway.
It's insane. It's
1:31.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We would like to keep our podcast commercial free. We're going to keep it commercial free. And we'd be very much delighted if you would like to throw a couple bucks our way. You can... Buzzsprout has a cool thing now where you can subscribe. We have a tipsy jar. You can buy some merch. Look at us, Boot. You've got the red one.
I'm wearing our gear.
Black one. We've got the new. It's okay. Our new design is in the shape of Michigan, and then our logo is squeezed into it by illustrator
it's
Roger
beautiful.
Schultz. It's fucking Roger awesome. Schultz People did love this design. Yeah. They love it.
Do us a favor, share us with a friend, follow us on all of the places, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
And you email us if you'd like. Yeah. I'd love that. This week we're featuring Hillbilly Nightmare.
Oh my God.
Fuck yes.
Mary.
What?
I love these guys.
They're pretty good. And actually, I'll always remember them because they were my first sober show.
Oh?
It was, yeah. I'm not going to. Remind you because
you've
were
done
drunk,
a sober
but,
show.
Yeah, I've done a few sober shows. Yeah,
how'd that work out for you?
It sucks.
Any fights?
Oh, told you I wanted to be a bouncer. Joe said it was fine. God, that kid punched somebody right in the face. You can't just punch somebody right in the face in front of me and expect me not to react. I am just there. There's no thinking time in here. It's just reactionary. I had that guy around the head before he knew what to say.
Where are we going to today?
Throw up your hand. Did you just fart?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Came from my hand.
It's like a fucking magic trick. You pulled up your hand and out came a fart when you opened it. Ta-da! Oh, don't know. Stop being a 12-year-old. Tell the people where we're going. Do you even know?
No.
Did you even MapQuest it?
No.
I didn't either because you fucking don't do anything for this podcast. Jesus Christ, you couldn't fucking at least MapQuest this son of a bitch? Do you know how long it took me to turn on record just to get to this point tonight? Fucking this motherfucker. Where's Highland, Michigan?
Highland, Michigan is like right here. You can see it right there on my hand. And don't even.
I'm evening.
Don't even.
Oh, I am so.
Discount what I'm saying.
I just gave you. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's northeast of the crotch.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit. Detroit.
It's right there.
I mean, you're kind of.
It's Highland.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're at there. It's, yeah.
I nailed it.
You guys can. You're fucking
lucky. I used to live there.
You lie. You're such a liar.
Steven, I can lie and you will believe me.
I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah, and I can lie.
Write my name with some weed.
So we're going to Highland, Michigan.
Oh, speaking of weed, this is called Alien Pebbles, which
holy
I thought
shit.
Was perfect for the aliens that our fucking National Guard shot down for us. Thanks again, guys. You're so worth our tax money. Jesus, the drama.
I did that for dramatic effect.
Stephen Michael Kelsey, MDOC, number 75-8040-8675309.
What the fuck? I thought you were reading his birthday like that, but it's 8-27-1989.
I can see how the brain would...
27-1889.
No tattoos, but the bitch has an upper lip scar. I don't know what from. Maybe a cat scratched
him. No, because he pisses people off and someone punched him in the fucking snout.
That's what I'm going to do if I ever see him. He resides at Macomb County Correctional, not correction. It's Macomb County Jail. Fuck your correctional facility.
That's where he is.
Fucking hate that bullshit. It's stupid. It's stupid. Why they change names?
They're not going to correct him.
Fucking come on.
It's jail.
It's stupid.
Prison. It's fucking prison.
Oh my God.
Stephen Michael Kelsey Sr. and Jenny Spencer's marriage lasted only 2 years.
When their two children, Stephen Michael Kelsey Jr. was 2 years old and Jessica Kelsey was just 6 months old, their parents divorced.
A newspaper article written by Eileen. I have a hard time with this last.
Oh my God, it's the easiest. It's as
it's
easy
balls.
As ours. Boot. How do you say that? Boot?
Yeah, is there an H in there? I don't know.
No.
Eileen Wingbald gives the best peep into the family's lives that you could find, Mary.
Oh my God, you gave me credit for some stuff. Actually, Eileen found it, and then I found her. According to the article, Stephen Sr. raised the two children on his own for the first 2 years after divorce. That'd be hard, dude.
Oh, my God. It gets so much worse after this.
It does.
After that, they did.
After that.
Shut up. After that, they did as most divorced families do. They split their time.
When the two kids were 2 and 7, they welcomed their stepbrother into their family from their dad's new marriage.
That seems a little messy, but okay.
That is every family in America, for
yeah,
Christ's sake.
It was
just
mine
get
when
used
I was a kid.
It.
Yeah. Mr. Kelsey told writer Eileen Wingbald that their little brother looked up to his two siblings.
Neither of the kids would graduate high school. I couldn't find out when Stephen dropped out, but Jessica dropped out just before her senior year.
Jessica did work called Fish Window Cleaning. We've seen their trucks.
We have?
I've seen their trucks. Yeah.
Maybe you said I've seen their trucks and not we.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen their trucks.
In a newspaper article written by Corey Wilkins, it stated that both her mother and her brother had worked there too.
Jessica, just 17 years old, was known to be a very outgoing girl. She was always smiling and was kind to all of their neighbors.
She had the most beautiful smile. Ugh, she's so cute. Apparently, Stephen Jr. was able to take the test for his GED because he enlisted in the United States of America's Army.
That's fantastic. Good job.
Ew.
October
2008. Ew, number one. Number two, can you just GED out and then join the Army?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't give one fuck, do they? They're just going to ship you out and just...
I don't know. You know, sometimes people are more than just a high school education.
God, you sound like a fucking Army commercial just then. What, were you about to say hoorah or something after that? Like...
Hoorah!
I fucking hate. I'm going to kick you right in the shin.
What?
He was supposed to job train as a multi-channel specialist and report to boot camp in Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina.
Where'd you go to boot camp? Boot?
Yeah, I went through boot camp at Fort McClellan, Alabama.
Oh.
Montgomery.
It really
is. Actually, Anniston. Anniston. It was such a shit town.
Shit show.
But, boot camp was good. I liked it. The structure was good.
Nope.
I liked it.
No, sir. Not for me. Although Jessica didn't finish high school, she had aspirations to follow in her big brother's footsteps, and she too wanted to join the Army. Maybe it was like a way out for them or something. I don't know.
I understand that.
Can be that for a lot of people.
If you feel like there's nothing else for you,
give them an opportunity.
Join the Army. Stephen would come back for the holidays in December of 2009. At this time, he was 19 years of age.
I didn't think you'd just fucking leave boot camp like that.
Well, sometimes you can, because certain times of year, they just shut shit down.
What the fuck?
And they say,
just go back to your families, you little shitholes. Like, fuck you.
Let me tell you something.
We all need a break. We're going over to our resting place in Germany. Where Boot has to watch us be good.
Here's a perfect example of this. It was a 4-month long training. 2 months of boot camp, 2 months of AIT. And people who understand the Army know what AIT is. When we all got done with that, it was mid-December, and my orders were to go to Germany.
I just called it snap.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I wasn't required to be there for almost a month. And I asked the drill sergeant, what's going on here? You know, what do I do in the meantime? And he says, you just relax, get on your plane when you need to, and you report to your duty station. So I had a month off. It was ridiculous, but it was awesome. And then I had the most awesome duty station.
I bet you didn't do what Steven did.
What did Steven do? God damn it. I know what Steven did. God damn it, that fucker.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Well, let's just assume that Steven he was in boot camp about the same time you were then, apparently, because... Mm-hmm. Holidays, Christmas of 2009 rolled around and he was sent home for the holidays. So apparently I had questions. I'm like, I thought when you went to boot camp, they were like, bitch, we've got you for this much time. You're not getting a break.
Oh, they give you breaks. Oh,
fucking crutches. For the sake of humanity, we will assume that he and Jessica and the other child spent happy time between the two families. Just placate me on this one. It probably wasn't a happy time, but look, a squirrel.
Read up, girl.
Look, there's a squirrel.
Oh my God, it's a squirrel. Knock it off.
Michigan murders. And look, a squirrel.
It's totally a squirrel up there in the tree. It's beautiful, showing its tail.
Drink up your natty lights. Do you need one?
Yeah.
Oh, I can pause. We can pause.
Partying. They're partying with friends.
At the end of the night, everyone went to bed except for Steven.
Was he? He's up drinking.
Steven was still drinking and playing darts because that's what Army boys do.
Apparently.
Hoorah!
Yeah. This is when Steven goes to bed, except without the intention of sleeping.
I mean, living in a mobile home, Jessica and Steven shared a bedroom. It seems wrong, but we can't judge.
At this point, we can't judge, but we will judge.
Oh, we may or may not later. Mm-hmm. Steven wants a going back to the Army gift as he is scheduled to leave back for boot camp the next day.
So he tries to have sex with his sister again.
Let us say it like it is. It's rape.
Yeah.
She turned his advances down, as one would expect her to do, right?
Yeah.
It sounds nuts that Steven would just do this, that he would just ask his little sister for sex, but Steven does.
You know, I don't understand that.
It's creepy.
You know,
but you know what?
What? It. Oh, they did this in the past.
Sounds nuts, but Stephen would do that, right? He would just ask his little sister for sex. Who does that?
I don't know.
Stephen. Stephen does. Stephen is the one who does that. Because around the age of 13, Jessica and Stephen were caught by their dad engaging in sexual acts.
It's not okay.
We don't know if they were consensual sexual acts. If
well, when you're young, you don't know the difference. What did you do, Your Highness?
Yeah.
That was one of yours?
Yeah.
You're a champion.
I know. Thanks. Yeah. It's... What, it's incestuous. We know this, but it, I mean, was it curiosity? Did he groom her? Did there's so many questions I have about the sexual.
It's a weird thing.
It's really weird.
It's a weird thing.
It really is. Cause I mean, kids, when they're young, they're sexually curious and sometimes they don't know any different, but I kind of feel like at age 13, you probably know better. I mean, you're 7.
I don't know.
Or 6 or 5. I don't fucking know. Fuck it all. I don't know. Either way, according to Eileen's article, Mr. Kelsey sent Stephen to a psychiatrist. And by all means, Mr. Kelsey surely thought that Stephen was the one with the problem and it was fixed and they moved on with life.
Sure.
He seemed to do the right thing, in my opinion.
For a few years, Mr. Kelsey insisted the kids stay at separate homes to avoid any further problems, like sexually or anything.
Yeah.
They grew out of that agreement, too.
Eventually, they did. It gets hard, I'm sure, as single parents to have the kids separate all the time. Oh, my God. It's already hard being a single parent. So, we're back to New Year's Eve. Jessica is now 17 years old. And she has refused her brother's sexual advances.
Stephen leaves their room, comes back with a knife, and begins to stab Jessica in the neck.
What the fuck were you drinking?
I don't know what's going on here. Now shit got real, real.
Oh my God, Stephen, stop it.
As Jessica is literally bleeding out, Stephen rapes her in the bed in her bedroom while she is bleeding and still awake.
I'm going to puke right now.
I know. You should.
Jessica looks up to Stephen, and all she says is, "Why, Stephen, why?" And I'm saying that very nonchalantly, but oh my God.
I know.
Why, Stephen, why?
It's
you are you
really
just
messed
stabbed
up.
Me, and now you're raping me as I'm bleeding out.
Yes. Yeah.
Stephen.
Oh, and he's in the army and all.
Oh, so proud.
Yeah, so proud.
So fucking
Everyone's
proud of you.
So
my
of
goddamn
him.
Heart. This was a hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ, Stephen. Why'd you have to do this to everybody?
So as a good guy.
Oh, he's so
Stephen realized
stellar.
That she is
fucking
suffering in
stellar
pain.
Stellar guy.
And he decides to give her brain the fastest way he knew. You know,
to get to
kill
her brain.
By stabbing her through the eyeball.
Yeah. Obviously, he didn't learn shit in the few months he was in the army.
Like, how to be a decent human being?
I don't know. How to kill somebody quickly,
oh,
maybe?
Jesus, they don't
efficiently.
Teach you that.
Well, they should, because that's all you fucking do.
Oh.
Stephen is a dick, and he told cops that later on. Like, he was just like, yeah, she was suffering, so I stabbed her in the eye.
Well, you know.
Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, Steven.
Such a good guy, Steven.
Oh my God.
It
Jessica's
be with a PH.
It's not. You know I wanted it to be. You so know I wanted it to be.
Soft.
I really did.
You can't call him.
Jessica's
Steve.
Literal last memory would be of her big brother who she looked up to.
Try to put his
raping her in her. Oh my God.
What a dick.
In the wee hours of New Year's Day, 2009, Stephen grabs his army rucksack, hoorah, and takes off on foot.
Yeah.
Steven's on the run, and he's got his guns. And right about now, it's time to have some fun. The King Ed Rock, that is my name, and I know the fly spot where they got some champagne.
Sorry. So, ultimately, Steven is on the run. And
the cop's got his gun.
The family has no idea what has taken place.
No, this is horrible. This is a horrible fucking story.
It really is.
Steven headed to Heartland first, where he used an ATM machine to grab some cash.
On foot, that would take almost 3 hours. That's a long hike. So he's determined.
We do know he was trying to hitchhike, but we don't know for sure if he actually hitchhiked in that time.
He then bought himself some new clothes and checked into a motel just so he could clean up, get the blood
off. What's that
song? Into the motel. I love you, Your Highness.
I'm sorry. I'm so fucking ADD. This is with medication. He checked into the Motel 8 there, and he cleaned up his little nasty-ass self. And after that, it was his goal to get to the airport, right? Because he's trying to get back to boot camp. So he... He's a genius.
He could get away with that. Just go back.
He's a genius, Boot.
Oh, yeah, of course he is.
God.
Yep.
Sometime during the day, he threw his rucksack in a trash dumpster behind a Wendy's restaurant.
Big mistake.
Huge.
Fucking cats.
Oh, this guy's an idiot. An employee takes out the trash that night, you know, and...
Dude, you know they were doing some weed hits when they took out the trash. If you work in the restaurant and you take out trash,
you know where to go.
Especially if you volunteered, you're like, you're definitely doing weed hits. You're like, I'll take out trash. Yeah, manager's like, she wants to smoke some weed, let her take the trash
out.
So
she's behind the dumpster and sees this fuck stick.
She doesn't see him, but she sees the rucksack. She picks it up.
It's got blood on it.
Yeah. And so, being the murderino that she was, her and her manager go through the rucksack. They're like,
they find knives.
They find knives and blood. Dude.
And
ding dong. They are like.
And dumbass's military ID.
Steven!
He's a fucking dumbass.
Oh my God, Steven, why?
He left it in there.
Obviously, somebody took the GED test for him. because I kind of feel like maybe... Oh, wait. There's a difference between book smart and street smart. I'm sorry, yeah, Steven.
He's not
Steven.
Street smart nor book
Steven,
smart.
Steven, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
But
he's
the
a dumbass.
People, the murderinos at Wendy's, murderinos, by the way, are people who listen to my favorite murder podcast. Go listen to it. They're huge. Yeah.
They called the police.
They did.
Yeah.
Because you know what they were thinking?
What?
They were thinking something bad had happened to Steven and someone hurt Steven and dumped his belongings, which makes total sense.
Totally makes sense.
I wouldn't have thought... Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
So they call the cops. They're like, dude, we think something happened to Steven because we found blood in his backpack.
Went to do a wellness check on him.
Yeah. Police were prompted to go to Steven's house and do the wellness check.
Mom answers the door, tells them that Steven is out running errands because he is leaving for boot camp the next day.
That's boot camp.
Yeah, the boot camp.
We must go to the boot camp. Oh, that's my monkey.
Where boot camps go for boot camp.
Either way, I don't understand why cops just left. They were like, okay, we're fine with that answer.
Yeah, he's
and they
good.
Just left. He's Gudenhagen. We are going to leave. They didn't tell the mom about the
rucksack. Fact that Jessica's dead in the bedroom.
They didn't know yet. They're doing a wellness check on Steven. They think Steven's hurt. Mom thinks Steven's out fucking around. He is, but not in the way that she...
But he's the responsible one, right? Because he's in the army.
Either... That's why I said hoorah. Either way, this is the thing. Cops leave. They do the wellness check and everything, right? And then...
Later, Mom opens the door for their daughter's bedroom and notices their daughter, bloody and partially clothed, passed away on her own bed.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I can't even fathom. You're going in to check on your daughter. You think she's hungover from New Year's and she's sleeping she's, and a bit
and,
late.
And she's bloody and dead.
And partially clothed. It's absolute fucking nightmare. Meanwhile, police are getting calls regarding a suspicious acting guy in Tyrone Township asking for rides and just generally being creepy, Steven. Mm-hmm. Steven, you're being creepy. You're walking everywhere and being creepy, Steven.
The police apprehend Steven.
Apprehendo.
And they take him into custody at the party store. For the police, the easiest murder case was about to unfold in front of them with very little work.
I mean, come on, Steven. It's yeah. He's not the smartest Michigan murderer we've covered.
Not at
Let's
all.
Let's just say, I don't he's think he was stick. Playing with a full rucksack. Oh,
that was really well
thanks,
done.
Thanks. Thank yeah. you. Thanks. Yeah, sometimes I pull five. One out of my ass. during the interview, Steven just told them, I got a knife and I killed her.
Yeah.
Dude.
Because she didn't want to give up the goods.
He didn't give a motive, but while he kind of looked a bit remorseful, I think that's just a stupid fucking look. Duh. I don't really think he grasped what happened. Yeah, exactly. He simply told the police he didn't know why he did it. Well, we do, Steven.
The army took
him. She wouldn't fuck you.
I feel bad for the army. They took him.
Feel bad for the army. Jesus Christ, I'm about to throat punch you.
You can.
I will.
Just don't do it right now where okay. I'm in the middle of reading.
All right. Well, now I've lost my number because I'm thinking about throat punching you. Never mind.
He simply told the police he didn't know why he did it.
Besides the obvious, Stephen was linked to the murder with DNA via his semen and the blood Navy. On his rucksacks.
Upon confessing,
sack of rucks,
he was arrested and taken into custody.
Stephen was charged with first-degree homicide and first-degree premeditated murder.
That seems pretty steep for just killing his sister.
Stephen waived his rights to his preliminary hearing.
Because he's stupid.
Because his lawyer probably was like, you're stupid, Stephen. We're going to
just talk.
Just shish.
Just talk.
Just shut up. We're going to waive everything. Just shut your fucking face. You're stupid, and I have to represent you.
Yeah.
By law. My God.
His lawyer put in a not guilty plea. Semantics. This is stupid shit. And it drives everyone crazy.
It fucking drives me nuts. Like, how they do a not guilty plea so that they get less time. No, motherfucker. You just... Everything, you're caught red-handed. Hang them. We don't even have death penalty. Jesus fucking Christ. And now they're, I'm not guilty.
Yeah.
No, sir.
This was the fastest trial ever.
I think I would like to see Michigan's fastest trial, but I feel like this was pretty quick. They were like, yeah, fuck you, Steven, you army asshole.
The medical examiner testified that Jessica was stabbed multiple times in the neck, throat, and eye.
Ugh.
He also confirmed the presence of semen.
Semen!
What? And
that there had been an actual sexual assault, a.k.a. rape, by her big fucking brother.
Big bro.
Worst news, Mr. Medical Examiner revealed, was that Jessica... was absolutely still alive while her brother raped her.
How do you write these stories?
Why, Stephen, why? Do you see why I'm in bed depressed sometimes?
Yeah.
The jury, it's not the writing that makes me depressed. It's my body right now. Anyways.
The police officer with the taped confession would also testify to how Stephen was after the arrest.
Ugh. The jury had to watch the video of Stephen confessing, going as far as hearing Stephen give Jessica's last words.
Yeah. Why, Stephen? Why?
Unfortunately, that means the family had to see it all too. Crime scene photos.
I can't imagine
the video.
Their parents.
No.
It's horrible.
No. And Stephen, I hope you hear those words on repeat in the loudest possible volume you can. I hope you hear why, Stephen, why.
You should send it to him on a recording.
Over and over and over again.
The ultimate.
Let's do it. Let's send him a tape, a cassette tape.
Okay.
Why, Stephen, why? With all of our listeners' voice saying it. That would be awesome. I can't do it, but it'd be great.
The ultimate victim in the story is mom.
The victims, mom and dad, yeah.
Jenny Spencer and dad.
Stephen Sr. Come on, man. You just lost two of your kids.
Yeah, gone.
One of them's dead. One of them's in jail for killing her. That's 862 ways of fucked up. Like, how do you even cope with that without just becoming a wreck? It's insane. Jenny and Stephen had lost both their children that day. Jenny still had it together enough to speak that final day in the courtroom. I don't think I could have done that. I would have wanted to.
She spoke of her daughter's beautiful life and the light that was taken away from her.
She also said how sad it was that the son who had made her so proud when he joined the army had thrown his life away.
Threw his life away and killed their daughter. Fucking stick.
The article that I mentioned at the beginning in the Livingston County Daily Press, written by Eileen Wingbald, gives the best insight to Stephen Sr. in his afterthoughts of the entire situation. It was a really good article. He held himself partially responsible. That's horrible as a parent to have to...
Unfortunately.
Have to take that on like it's your fault.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not your fucking fault.
Why would you not feel that way?
I know.
I would.
I have kids. I get it. Yeah.
My dog did that. Yeah. It's my dog. Your kid did that?
Dude, insane.
Ooh, it's my kid.
Unfortunately... Steve was also able to open his trap at the end of the trial. Oh. You know my feelings on this. I think I've said it before. Gag them with the biggest dick gag down their throat. I haven't said dick gag. That's a new one. Dick gag them down the throat. Do the Tom and Jerry toothpick thing with their eyes.
Make them watch.
Make their eyes wide open. Shut them the fuck up and make them watch and listen. They don't get to say a fucking word in return. No, bitch. Sit down and listen and watch. Bitch.
Like we need to treat people like this is different than the way people think we should treat people like this. You know, I want, just like you said, to put a big old dick gag down their throat.
I think we should have the death penalty, honestly.
We're not allowed to have opinions like that.
I get torn back and forth with that because...
We're not allowed to have opinions like
I
that.
I can have any fucking opinion I want.
You
I
can.
I am not sponsored on this podcast, bitch. Mm. I sponsor myself. This is my hobby. I pay for it. I'm smoking my weed. I'm doing my thing.
Damn right.
I'm back and forth with the death penalty because... We're seeing all this weird fucking shit where shit's turned around years later.
Sometimes someone
I don't know. I just feel like if it's just red-handed.
Oh, yeah.
Just bye. Hang him.
So here we go. He went on about how sorry he was and that he was haunted by what he had done.
Mm.
Well, good. Good on ya.
Good there, guy. We want to leave you with this quote. Is got to be the best quote of all the murderers we've heard so far. We're going to leave you with a quote from Eileen's article. And from the backseat of Sheriff Stephen Zadrowski's vehicle, Stephen himself said,
"I can't believe I did that. If there's a stupider person on this planet, I'd like to meet him." And he said stupider?
Yes.
He said stupider.
Steven.
The fucking fuck stick.
Oh, took me 4 hours.
God damn it.
To get the energy.
This guy's a fucking
and the desire
fuck.
To talk about this fuck. I hope you guys enjoyed
idiot.
It. Ooh, I just saw some spit fly.
Yeah, because I mean it.
He's really a fuck. Also, I hope you're haunted.
Yeah.
I think that we should definitely send you some haunting tapes. My heart goes out to his mom and dad and their little brother. Hoy. Hoy, hoy, hoy. That was a hard one.
Do we have a happy ending?
Oh, my Lanta. We have new stickers.
We have a really great band we're going to feature.
Time out. We have new stickers. New stickers. They're 6x6, which sounds huge, but if you don't like it big, I mean, who are you? Oh, I mean,
what's the matter with you?
Go big or go home.
I thought you said small is okay.
I said like tiny was they okay. Don't make 3-inch dildos, do they? Nah. Have you ever seen a 3-inch dildo? Nope.
No, I like the really
size
big ones.
Matters, bitch.
Yeah.
So these are our beautiful new design. They're in the shape of Michigan with our logo in it. They're beautiful. We're selling them for $5. Hit us up at MichiganMurdersMusic@gmail.com. Yes, it is late on a Sunday night when I've had all weekend to record this. Saw you looking at your watch over there.
Busted.
It took me.
It's 6:48.
I'm such a procrastinator.
It's okay.
Ooh.
This is great. I love it.
Who's our...
Our band.
A happy ending.
Our happy ending for tonight is a band called Hillbilly Nightmare.
Hillbilly Nightmare. I'm never going to forget these guys. The first show I went to sober. The first like club show I went to sober at Mulligan's. Hillbilly Nightmare consists of Gino Allen on guitar, Jeffy Zoltar on guitar, Rick Tipton bass, Dennis Newell drums, Clark S. Boring on vocals. The song we decided is Old Scratch. And I gotta play this for you real quick. Oh my God. So just started to listen to Old Scratch and said, oh my God, I can't understand a goddamn word he's saying. And I fucking love it.
I love it.
We're using it. I love it. Done. That was a message to Clark himself. Here comes Scratch. Hillbilly Nightmare, motherfuckers!
We'll be right back.
Thank you for choosing Michigan Murders and Music. Please rate the show wherever you listen. Michigan Murders and Music is produced by The Boots. Episodes are researched and written by Your Highness. Edited by Your Highness. Views and opinions are the sole stupidity of us and us alone. Don't blame others, please. Listening to this podcast could quite possibly cause major problems to your earballs and definitely will mess up your kids. Permission has been given to us by the bands, and we purchase our music on Bandcamp.com. Support your local music scene and all local music scenes.